your K. Give me an A. A, you got your A. You got your A. Give me.
All right, Jen, you're done. Let's start the next kapow today, please.
Fine, fun killer. Hi there. You're listening to Central Lions Crazy
Audacious
Podcast
of the
Week,
also known as Kapow. Hi there, I'm Jess.
And I'm Jen.
This week on Kapow, we're going to have a sweet Would You Rather. I said it. We'll chat it up with one of the volleyball players, and also we will have a current event about the Central Lion volleyball team.
And to make things up, we're going to end the podcast with a fun, crazy word instead of a quote.
Well, let's get started with the I said as part of the podcast. The Would You Rather is, drum roll please. Would you rather have the power of invisibility or be able to fly?
I'd rather fly. I just think it'd be more fun.
Be invisible because I can sneak around and do whatever I want.
I'd say invisibility because you can do so many sneak attacks on anybody and be anywhere and not have them know it.
Invisible, because you could sneak into my brother's room and steal all his stuff.
I would rather be invisible, because then you can eavesdrop on people.
I would like the ability to fly, because I think flying would be the coolest thing in the world.
I would choose to fly, because then you can go places faster, and it would be sweet to look down on everyone else.
I'd rather be invisible, because if you fly, you probably get bugs in your face.
I would like to fly because you could get a great view on everything, and if you were invisible, people would run into you all the time and get annoying.
I'd rather have the power to fly because I could get places faster.
I would rather have the power of invisibility because if you get in trouble, you can disappear and they'll never find you.
Those were some interesting answers. I would definitely rather have the power of invisibility, though. Can you imagine the kinds of things you could do if nobody could see you? Jess, what do you think?
I think I would rather have the power to fly so I can see all the cool places I want to see without having to spend $500 on a plane ticket.
You know who else is flying high? The Central Lion volleyball team is ranked 13th and has a bright outlook on the postseason.
No way. 13th? That is so awesome. We should talk to one of the girls about it.
Great idea, Jess. I think I know where setter Laura is right now.
We are now here with setter Laura from the Central Lion volleyball team. Laura, are you pleased with how the season has been going so far?
Yes, I'm pretty pleased with how the season was going. We've had our ups and downs, but we've seemed to pull them off. So yeah, I'm pretty pleased.
What are some things you think you need to work on personally and as a team?
Personally, coach has told me that I need to work on my quickness, and I've been trying to work on that throughout the whole season. I think as a team, we just need to work at finishing the game. Sometimes we get in like a hole at the end, so the end comes really slowly, so we need to work on finishing and just being stronger all the way around.
All right, well, thanks for your time, Laura, and good luck on your postseason.
Did you know that a couple of weeks ago, the volleyball girls swept MOC Floyd Valley, freshman JV, and varsity, all beat them.
I saw that! Isn't that like the first time in 15 years that's like ever happened?
15 years? More like the first time ever.
Looks like it's gonna be a long season for this year's volleyball girls.
Speaking of long things, do you know what the word flossinosa helipilification means?
Flossinosa what?
Yeah, Jen, it obviously means something that has no value.
Oh geez, Jess, I'm sorry, I didn't know the meaning of flossinosa whatever it is.
Well now, if you're ever asked what flossinosa helipilification means, you know.
Super! And now all of you do too. This is Jen.
And Jess.
Signing off of this week's crazy
audacious
podcast
of the
week.